We are learning Masechet Sukkah Daf Nun Hei Mabez, and we are starting from the Mishnah on top of Nun Hei Mabez. Yom Tov Arishon Shel Chag Hayusham Yud Gimel Parim. The first day of the Chag was 13 Parim. That means like this: every day on the Musaf they brought on Sukkot, they brought Parim, Elim, and a Sa'ir. The Parim and Kvasim also. All these things were oilless besides the Sa'ir, which is a Chatas. They brought Parim, Elim, Sa'ir, and Kvasim. These are all Musafim. So every single day was 14 Kvasim. That was a constant. Every day of Sukkot is 14 Kvasim. The Parim started off as 13, and then it went down every day. 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, so on and so forth. Went down. And the Elim stayed the same, and the Sa'ir stayed the same. So that was the process of the Kabbanis. Now another point is that the Kabbanis that are brought for the Yom Tov, usually every week is another Mishmar, who's a Mishmar of Kahanim, which are in charge, and they do all the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, and they get the right to do all the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. On Yom Tovim, since everyone had to be Oyle Regel, so the halacha was that all the Mishmaris were allowed to do Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash for the Regel, and they were part of the pious, the raffles, they were part of the roster for Sukkos. For the Yom Tov of Regel. So these Kabbanis... No, but every Mishmar got it. And in the Mishmar, they saw who to give it to. They took turns. But in the Mishmar, there was enough for every Mishmar to do something. So the first day of Yom Tov, for example, how many Musafim are there? There's Yud Gimel Parim, Elim Shnayim, which is already 25, and Sarah is 26, plus 14, there's 30 Musafim. The Talmud went to the regular Mishmar, but that's not has to do with the regular. But because of the regular Yom Tov, you have 30 extra Kabbalas today. Everyone liked doing the Parim, every Mishmar, because the Par, when it comes to Oila, the only thing that they get out of it is the skins, the hide. The Par had the most skin. A Keves, the skin is not worth much, but an axe, that has a lot of parchment, a lot of good leather jackets. That's a lot of Par. That's what it is. So Yud Gimel Parim. So now first day Yom Tov Rishon Chag Hayisham Yud Gimel Parim Elim Shtayim Sar Echad. So sixteen of the Mishmaris took those Kabbanis. These 16 Nishtayim Rishon Yud Al Kvasim. There's 14 more Kvasim to do L'Shmoyin Mishmaris. There's 8 Mishmaris left. So what they do is, six of them took 2 kvasim apiece, and the rest took 1-1. Because if 6 take 2 apiece, is it take of 12, and 2 more of the Mishmar did the other 2, altogether 14. B'sheini, there was 1 less for the big ones, the Parim, the Elim, and the Sar. So B'sheini, so then you have 14 kvasim for 7 Mishmaris. So what happens? So B'sheini Chamisha Mekrim Shnayim Shnayim. 5 of them take Shnayim Shnayim. Vashar Echad Echad. You have an extra Mishmar. Forget, you have 9 Mishmaras. The second day you have 9 Mishmaras because you have 1 less of the Parim. So you have 9 Mishmaras and 14 Kvasim. So what do you do? So 5 take 2 each. That's 10. And the 4 left take 14. Vashar Echad Echad. B'shlishi, which already now you have 10 Mishmaris left over. Because remember, on Shlishi you have only 11 Parim, so 11 plus 2 plus 1 is 14. So on the 11 Parim is 14, then you have 10 left. So that's on the third day you have 10 left. So Dal Makim Shnayim Shnayim, which is 8. Now you have 6 left. Vashar Echad Echad, do 1 Keves. Ravi Shloisha Makrivim Shnayim. Ravi, you have 11 Mishmaris left. So Shloisha Makrivim Shnayim Shnayim, which is 6. Vashar Echad Echad. B'chamishi shnayim makrivim shnayim shnayim v'ashar echad echad. B'shishi echad makrivim shnayim v'ashar echad echad. B'shvi'i kulam shavim, there are 14 mishmaras left. B'shvi'i there are 14 mishmaras left because there's only 10 kabbanas. Only 7 parim, 2 elim and 1 sa'ir, which is 10. 14 mishmaras left. They did all 14 kvasim, 1 apiece. B'shmini on shmini atzeres, chozru l'payis kibirigolim. They went back to the regular payis that who raffled off, but they did a regular pious, which Mishmar should get the par, because there was only 1 par on Shmini Atzeres. Amru, Mish Hikrev Parim Ayoyim Le'yakvim L'machu, whoever did the Parim today, shouldn't do tomorrow, L'choizv L'chilil, they go in order. We'll see exactly the order. Akapanim, that means the first day there was 13 Parim, the second day there was 12 Parim, and the Parim is the one that everyone wants. And Akapanim, then the rest of what was left did the other ones, the Elim, the Sar, and the Kvasim. Zog the Gemara. Name of Asisim Rabbi. Let's say the Mishnah is Rabbi. V'lo Rabbanim. The Tainut and the Braisa. Par above a Shmini. The one par that's brought on Shmini Atzeres. And all the Mishmaras are equal right to it. So, B'tchilim Afayasim Lov. Divri Rabbi. You make a new girl from all 24 Mishmaras. Who should get that one par? Divri Rabbi. No, achas v'shtei mishmaros. One of the two mishmaros lo shalshu parim oisa oisa. That didn't have a chance to do parim three times. What's the chesed? The chesed like this: every one of the mishmaros got to do parim three times, besides for two of them. How is that? The first day there's 13 parim. So the first day, 13 mishmaros got a chance to do the parim. Now the order of the 24 mishmaros are: it's Yahayarav, and then there's Yadaya, and then there's Chorim, and then there's Sa'irim, there's Malkia. These are all different names of the different mishmaros. So the first day Yahayarav did it, and then the other ones did the same order afterwards. So 13 mishmaros did it the first day. The next day another 12 did a parim. So now you're up to 25. So now Yahayarav did it a second time already. The next day is 11, so now 12 other Mishmaras did it two times. The next day is 10, so that's 22. Already 22 of them did it two times. The next day, which is the fourth day, is 13, 12, 11, 10. Well, the next day is the fourth day, so another 9. So you keep Mechazm over here? So it goes up the Chazm again. It's 25. The next day is so 25. They did one more. The next day is another 10 is 11, and the Rashi gives us the chesed. I have to read Rashi inside. So on the day, so there another 11 mishmaros did it. Then Yehoirav did it again. And then altogether it comes out everyone did it three times. We have to figure out the chesed. We'll do it inside. We'll do it inside the Rashi. So Ravi on the fourth day here, Sarah Parim. By the fourth day, 22 mishmaras did it twice already. On the Chamishi, the fifth day of Chol HaMoed, there's 9 parim. So 9 parim. So now, 2 mishmaras achreinas did it two times. And you have another 6 mishmaras that afterwards that did it three times already. Altogether seven did it afterwards, right. The 7 did it three times. On the sixth day, there are another 8 parim. So that means there's 15 mishmaras did array three times. And on the seventh day was 7 parim, which is 22. So 22 mishmaras did it three times, besides for the two last ones. So Zok the Rabbanon, those two didn't do the parim three times. On Sukkot, they had a raffle who to do it on Shmini Atzeres. But the Rebbe also knows, but Tchilim Afayis Malav. Everyone went into that raffle. So Mar says, Lema, that our Mishnah is going to go to the Rebbe, because it says, V'shmini choyzeh l'payis. Kiviragom, you make a new payis. It sounds like everyone including that payis. So our Mishnah sounds like Rebbe. So the Mar filter, Rabbanon, otu shtei mishmarois lo yifisu. It's not a raya. It means those two mishmarois did a payis. It doesn't mean that everyone did a payis. Otu shtei mishmarois lo yifisu bayi. So the Maravai, the Gemara was all the time, yo, who's the next price you're going to? It says, call Mishmaros, Shainois, Mashal Shois, all Mishmaros do it twice and three times, Parim, Chutz Mishnei Mishmaros, Shainois, besides for two Mishmaros, Shainois, name Mashal Shois, only do it twice, not three times. Name a Rabbi, Blur Rabbanon, because it sounds like it's Rabbi, not the Rabbanon, because according to the Rabbanon, it is possible, there's another one does a third time, because on Shmini Atzeres, only two of them raffle, so one more gets a third time. It's master, those two never get a third time. It's the name of Rebbe, Larabana. Filter Rabbana, my loish shilshu with pari echag. It means a pari echag didn't do it. The Maikamash Blon, what's the Chiddush? Hakamash Blon, Mishik and Paramayoim, same Chiddush as our Mishnah, by the way. Mishik and Paramayoim, Layakal and Machal Khazar Khalila. That whoever was back at Param today and the first day on Tiv would not do it tomorrow, the other Mishmaras got a turn. This way, everyone got a chance to do the Param. Rabbalaza. Hani Shivan Param Kanegambi. It's altogether 70 Param the Buran Sukkot. If you count up 13 plus 12 plus 11 plus 10 plus 9 plus 8 plus 7, it's altogether 70. So what's that Kanegan? Kenegem, you kenega shivim umos. Kenega the 70 umos. Par, so that's the 70 umos, that's how you bring the paras on Sukkos. Rashi explains that this is to mechapa alehem, to order that the rain should fall, because on the Yontav of Sukkos we're nidon alamayim. So these 70 kabbalahs bring for the umos oilam is, order the rain should fall for umos oilam. Rashi and Chumash has a different pshat. This is Rashi's pshat over here. Keneged shivim umos. Par yechidi lama. What's the pshat in the one par you bring on Shmini Atzeres? Keneged uma yechida. It's keneged the only nation, the nation that's a ben yochid to Hashem. Moshe l'melech was v'dom. Sh'om l'avodov. Aseh l'suda g'dayla. He told his servants, make me a big suda. L'yem achra, on the last day, Amla Oyeva, he tells his good friend, ask the suda g'tana, make me, I want a small suda just with you. Kedei she'anem m'chosh, I demand it from you. That's what Shmini Atzeres is. Shmini Atzeres is a special suda just with Hashem, just with the Eden. Hashem and the Eden, that's it. No one was oilam about. Oh, I feel so bad for the goyim that they are lost now. They destroyed the mizbeach and they're lost. They don't know what they lost. And brought the rain for them. Who's the for them? They are lost. They don't know what they did when they destroyed the mizbeach. They're lost now. They're missing those 70 kabbalas. The 3 times a year, which means the 3 regalim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, all the mishmaros were equal in the Murei regalim. They all did a avoda of the kabbanos regalim, and they got the skins and any other kabbanos that were eaten. They got that, like Rashi the Shal Mechagiga, and anything had to do with Yontiv, they were involved and they split evenly with the other mishmaros. And also on the Chiluk Lechem Aponim, if the Shabbos lands up on Yontiv, since they are there anyway because they have to be there for Yontiv, they also they're also part of the Lechem Aponim. Ba'atzeres, when you're giving out the matzah and the chametz, Ba'atzeres Oymelah Helech Matzah Helech Chametz. You tell them here, it's, you know, because you know Lechem Aponim, by the way, is matzah. Shtei Alechem is chametz. So you tell them Helech Matzah Helech Chametz. This is matzah. This is chametz. Make sure you know which one's which. Mishmosh is mana kavua, who makrev tamidim nedarim v'nedav v'shakamah sibur. Who makrev is akol. The mishmar that's mana kavua, he's makrev the regular tamidim, the nedarim v'nedav that come because he's the regular mishmar. V'shakamah sibur. Who makrev is akol. We'll see what that's coming to marbe. What's coming to marbe? Makrev shakamah sibur. Makrev akol. Gemara is marbe. What it is? Gemara will explain what that adds on. But anything that's not has to do with the yontiv. The regular mishmar who comes up every week is another mishmar. The mishmar of that week gets it. Masha'inkin, the kabbonis of the regal, that everyone agrees gets equally. Zokti Gemara, emuri regalim. This is lashon the mechalik and the emuri regalim. Emuri regalim shal gavayaninu. That goes on the mizbeach. That doesn't get split up. So what does it mean? That's equal in the emuri regalim. Amar v'chista, masha amar regalim. Also masha amar regalim. The things that were said by regalim. The kabbanos are regalim. They're equal to split the chaz of a shaykh of that and of the shal mechagiga and the oirois of the oilois and the skins of the oilois and the sirichatas. They eat that. They're part of all the emur. Anything that was said at Elmar by a regalim, they're equal. They're equal in that. Torah ban menayin shkom esmar shoyz meregalim. How do you take it? Tamloy mitzah pasuk. It says in the pasuk ba bechol avas naf shoy v'sheiris. So it says, that they all come and split up. Okay? Only when they come in one shar. Only when Gans Klai Yisrael is coming in one shar, which is B'shas, Oyla Regel, that is when everyone comes, all the Mishmaras. Every week it's different mishmar, but on Yom Tov, whoever comes, but Achad Sharecha comes in one shar, it's time by the regal, then they all split evenly on Yom Tov, all the mishmar split evenly, and all the kabbanas that come for the Yom Tov.